Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, you just fucking suck. Blows my mind that somebody like this not only exists, but also is delusional enough to post it online.
Why would I be panicked if I was 37 and single? I would be panicked if I woke up at 37 and I had 3 kids running around and I was in a relationship with a man who could not support me and we have no connection and I now have to figure out how to unwind and get out of this relationship.
Okay.
Well, why would you end up like that? Why would you even start dating that guy in the first place? Because you were fucking pathetic and you could never land what you think you deserve because you don't deserve it. Look, you're going to panic no matter what. Women are going to be miserable most of the time no matter what. You're going to end up unhappy. Women who could find happiness, they find it pretty early. Women who can find happiness in a relationship, they find it early. Yeah, by the time you're in your 30s making these dumb TikToks, look, I don't see much hope for you.
And it felt like if I told TikTok that I would be accountable for myself and stop being such a what?
If she's so great and she's showing up to work 5 days a week around other people who know other people who know other people, she's stopping to get gas, she's going by grocery stores, she's doing TikTok. All right. How many men are... Where are all these great men that recognize this woman for being so great? Like, it ends up telling on itself every time. And she's so fucking great.
You're miserable now with this life, and you'll be miserable with any guy that you think you're settling for. You don't qualify for the guy you want. The only reason why you're looking at this from a negative perspective is because you know you're doomed. So now you got to try to talk down on people who are actually in relationships and have families and actually did something with their life worthwhile. And you're going to try to make it seem like all women who are married with kids are miserable with a guy who can't do anything for them. Get the fuck out of here.
That is doing nothing for me. But like being single, vibing, like I'm in my beautiful New York City apartment. I'm good. There's no panic over.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth.
You can buy all this shit, but it doesn't buy you character. You see, the character is still fucked up. And for guys who know how to read through it, they can sniff that shit out on a deeper level. And it doesn't take long.
And as I get older, the only thing that causes me panic is seeing the relationships that a lot of the straight women in my life are settling for.
Okay, well, how did you get to this age and not get what you're desiring? It's not because you're so fucking awesome in the context of dating and romance. That's not how you got to 37 single.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
I hate when they try to spin this narrative that, I just haven't come across Prince Charming. You know, that's why I'm not with anybody. I just keep running into frogs. I'm sure this woman has went on 30 dates in her life minimum.
That's the understatement of the year.
So you're telling me you were better than all those men? So why did you accept the date in the first place? You didn't see that you were better than them, you know, just swiping on a date nap? Nobody believes this narrative that you're spinning. Nobody. Just give it up.
I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do.
The idea of the panic and the doom that's going to come when you hit your late 30s, it is so rooted in patriarchy. Because think about it, if we let go of all this fear and instead decided to uphold a higher standard for all men collectively as women, then men would be forced to change and to evolve.
We don't need to change and evolve. You're the problem. You're the one that's not likable to be in a 50-year relationship with. You're the one with the unrealistic expectations because you expect life to be like a fucking movie. Life is not a romantic comedy, and men shouldn't strive to rise to the standards of a romantic comedy. That's fucking stupid and childish. And nobody should listen to you or take you serious as a human. Even in a fancy New York apartment. Or wherever the fuck you're living at.
I'm this, or I'm that. When the fuck can I just be enough?
Sex in the City is a fucking myth. And the lady that created it said it was bullshit.
I don't hang out with anyone really less attractive than me. There's too much drama.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
But they all agree.
What would the drama be before you go to the next part?
Just like all the girls I've ever been friends with that are less attractive than me. It's always a jealousy thing. It's an attention thing. They're really shady. I mean, they'll try to like sleep with your boyfriend. It's just the worst. You just need to be with equals. But I like all my girlfriends are way hotter than me. They're stunning.
I don't care.
Women just get so caught up in looks and who's hotter than who and all that. All of you are going to end up in the same place. Some bitter old bitch. Okay, not all of you. Most of you. And then it won't really matter. It really won't. But they don't have the foresight to get it. And the thing is, the hotter women have a further fall from grace, if that makes sense. Like when a woman was really hot when she was 25, it's more sad when she's old, wrinkly, and ugly at 50. It really is. Like, the women who are always just kind of like, it's not as bad. And they usually have better personalities because they had to develop one because they couldn't rely on their looks.
You never know. That's the point.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really. No.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Mm-hmm.
I love being around beautiful women. I think when you're a beautiful woman, you have value just by being beautiful. I love being around pretty things, pretty people, pretty places. I don't know. A lot of maybe other people see that differently. I love
you. Don't care about how much money your man's making?
It's all about what I'm making.
So how can that man lead a relationship if you're the breadwinner?
Exactly. I mean, the man doesn't always have to be the breadwinner in a relationship.
So you're fine taking on that man's role then?
Yes, absolutely. I am completely fine. And most women in this age can be the head of the household.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you right now, even if they think they would be okay with it, after a few years, they're not going to be okay with it. I can almost guarantee you that. There are some women who can do it for a lifetime. Small percentage of women. And the chances are she's going to look a lot less good than her spouse. Was that effed up grammar? Look, bear with me.
Everybody can't go to college.
So what do you expect from your man if you're the head?
At least support, understanding, just mentally being there, and just being mature enough to be in a relationship.
You'll take him out on dates and you'll start planning them too?
Two or three aspects.
While he cooks his dinner at home?
It can go both ways. Okay. But it also, I think, it should be a team effort in today's society. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with a woman being the breadwinner of the relationship.
It sounds good. Y'all can let me know below if you believe her. I'm sure there's plenty of guys who wouldn't mind you paying most of the bills and they just covering the light bill and groceries. So by her logic, she should definitely have a man. There's no excuse for a woman who looks halfway decent and has this type of mentality doesn't have a man. But she's still half-dressed, out and about in the streets with her girlfriend. So, I don't know. Something's not adding up here, fellas.
Multiple sources have been like, that's a red flag.
Why is dating so hard?
I feel like social media fucks up a lot of dating nowadays because there's so many options. We're not supposed to see this many people in our lives.
Also, as well, society has made men think that they're the ones that are supposed to be chased.
I don't know what you heard about me, but oops, you can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucker, P-I-M-P.
Okay, we already know who she's talking about. Long Stick Rick, Long Ride Todd, Long Wang Chang, All Night Mike. Deep Slay Enrique. Do you really think the average Joe or, you know, bottom 80%er has this expectation that, you know, baddies are gonna chase them?
Hey, hell no!
A lot of guys nowadays think that they're the ones that are supposed to be taking her on dates, their toes sucked, ass ate.
That escalated quickly.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Let me tell you, guys, it's time to man up. It's time to take control. You know, I think men are the supposed to be the pursuers, and women are supposed to be the pursued.
You all drunk and shit.
And all these women have a guy in their phone that they'll do all these things for happily with a smile on their face. Butt licked, toes sucked, dates paid for by the woman. They don't have any problem with it for those certain guys.
Duh. Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
Once a wise man said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. I ain't heard shit about finding a husband finds a good thing, so.
Something is wrong here.
There. Sassy man apocalypse.
All of their fucking words are just TikTok hashtags. And then she tried to quote the Bible. This bitch don't know nothing about the Bible. They only pull out the Bible quotes when it work in their favor. Is there any Bible quotes about not being a damn hoe? Is there anything in the Bible about your purpose on the planet being a man? Just never mind.
You're looking for a traditional man.
Yeah, traditional for sure.
Somebody who's going to take care of you.
Society has told men that they're supposed to be the ones that are supposed to be. They want to be double texted. They want to be chased. They want to be pursued.
Absolutely.
And we don't. And the energy should be reciprocated, but I think men should ultimately be the pursuer.
You're just telling on yourself that the guys that you go after aren't that interested in you and don't value you. You're just another bitch to them. But you rather keep putting up with it than date a guy on your level or even slightly above you. If they're not way above you, you're not interested. So keep failing miserably.
Learn to love it because you'll have no choice.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Hey, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.